So now we'll start the 24th chapter, which is hearing at unsteady devotion. Okay, so this directly applies to, this is not from a preacher's perspective, this is from a direct application perspective and also preacher's perspective, because preachers also preach to other similar other devotees who may be in Anishtita Bhajana Kriya only. Like we all are in, at some level, preachers also. And we all are at probably different stages of Anishtita Bhajana Kriya. And the people whom we may preach may fall in non-devotee category also, mixed devotee category also, or it may fall within the category of practitioners of pure devotional service, but still within the Anishtita Bhajana Kriya level only. So this has, what we are going to discuss in this chapter, has relevance both as practitioners and preachers both. What you can hear is relevant to us as practitioners. What you can speak to others is relevant as preachers. Okay, so he says, various types of hearing and worship are suitable for various types of souls with pure faith, depending on the level of their spiritual advancement. In fact, when he is talking about utsahan nischayat dairyat tattat karma pravartana sangatyagat sato vritte shadbir bhakti prasidhyati. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur commenting on tattat karma pravartana, he actually touches upon this point of accepting duties according to one's adhikar. So, tattat karma pravartana, not tattat karma pravartana, he talks about Atyahara prayasascha prajalpo niyamagraha. In niyamagraha he talks about this. So, niyamagraha means not performing activities for which one is qualified for, and rather performing some activities for a lower qualification, and sometimes performing activities which are meant for someone who is, who has a higher qualification. Both are wrong. Both fall within the category of Niyamagraha. So, various types of hearing and worship are suitable for various types of souls with pure faith. So, all of them, at Anish, those who, are, who have Shraddha have pure faith, Bhajanakriya have pure faith, Nishta have pure faith. Even within Anishtita Bhajanakriya, those who are at the level of Utsahamayi, Ganatarala, Vyuda Vikalpa, Vishesangara, Niyamakshama and Tarangarangini, all of them have pure faith. Then those who have Nishta have pure faith, Ruchi has pure faith, Asakti has pure faith, Bhava has pure faith and Prema has pure faith. So all these category of people have pure faith only. At the stage of faith, Shraddha, devotees aspire for systematic worship. At the stage of steadiness, Nishta, their worship is systematic but materially tainted. And at the stage of bhava, their systematic worship is realized and spiritual. There are slight variances in the opinions of bona fide authorities on how the levels of qualification in terms of faith and knowledge correlate with the stages of advancement. Abhi, is there any correlation between Shraddha and knowledge with respect to ye nishtha ka star pe itna knowledge itna shraddha hona chahiye, ruchi ka star pe itna knowledge itna shraddha hona chahiye, waisa correlation hai kya? That's what he is discussing. He says there is a slight different opinions with different acharyas. Hold here. In determining the types of bhajan suitable for different grades of devotees, this book accepts the following standard given by Thakur Bhakti Vinod. From the stage of faith, Shraddha, through the clearing of unwanted habits, Anarthana Vritti, devotees are Kanishta Adhikaris. This is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's presentation. Okay. that he says that anarthanavritti tak kanishtadikari se, at the stage of steadiness, nishtita bhajana kriya, they are madhyamadikaris. And from the stage of ruchi up to prema, they are uttamadikaris. This is one presentation by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. But there are different presentations. In the NOD presentation, in that even the uttamadikari can be within anishtita bhajana kriya only. Because shastre yuktau cha nipuna, because it is explaining in terms of faith only and knowledge. He says he may be an expert in shastras. Okay, so one can be an expert in shastras but may still not yet completely overcome all the anarthas. Sarvato dridanischaya. Sarvato dridanischaya means his practice is very determined practice because he has a proper understanding of what is sambandhagyan, what is abhideya and what is prayojan and the details of it. Prauda shraddho adhikari. Therefore his faith is very deep because of his proper knowledge of the shastras. So this can be a person even within the anishtita bhajana kriya level or even nishta. So it does not, because he does not explain a kanishta uttamadhikari in terms of the taste that he has developed or attraction that he has developed. That is not the parameter of discussion.
He should have strong in scriptures and he is able to defend by logic.
Correct. These two. And then as a result of that, his faith is very deep rooted. He can be even or at the stage of nishta at least. But it need not, ruchi or asakti does not seem to be a prerequisite for it. Okay. So, and madhyamadhikari says is, yes, shastradishu anipuna shraddhavan satu madhyama. He is anipun in shastras. So, you cannot say that, oh, nishta ka jo hai, he is madhyamadhikari. According to NOD. According to NOD, a person at the stage of nishta definitely is uttamadhikari. Okay. And Bhagavatam's kanishtadhikari is outside the realm of pure devotional service. Bhagavatam's kanishtadhikari is at the most a mixed devotee.
Sukritino.
Sukritina, you can say. Or someone who has Laukiki Shraddha, who does not have proper Shastric rooted faith. That is the realm of Bhagavatam's Kanishtadikari. And Bhagavatam's Madhyamadikari is NOD's Kanishta Madhyama Uttama, all will fall in that category. And Bhagavatam's Uttamadikari is only Bhava or Prema. So, 11th canto. Archayameva haraye pujayam shaddaye hate atat bhakteshu chanyeshu sabakta prakrita smrita ishvare tadadineshu balisheshu dushashtu cha prema maitri kripa upekshaye karoti sama. Like that. So, therefore, different acharyas, they use these terminologies in a very... it is like good, better, best. You can say good, better, best can differ based on context. So when Rupa Goswami is presenting Kanishta Madhyama Uttama, he is defining it in context of Vaidisadhana Bhakti. So when Bhagavatam defines it, it defines in a different context. When NOI uses that classification, Krishneti yasya giritam manasadriyeta dikshati chet pranatibhista bhajantam isham. That is a different context. And here Bhaktivinoda Thakur is presenting in a different context. So one need not jumble it and get confused. This is Bhaktivinod Thakur's Kanishthadhikari, Madhyamadhikari, Nuttamadhikari, as he has explained in Bhakti Tattva Vivek. This is not necessarily exactly in line with Rupa Goswami's presentation. Not that Bhaktivinod Thakur is differing from the opinion of Rupa Goswami, just that he has taken a different context to explain this point. So he says that from Shraddha to Anartana Vritti is Kanishtadhikari, Nishta is Madhyamadhikari, Ruchi to Premar Uttamadhikari. It's like that Bhaktivinoda Thakur is explaining. This is definitely not according to Bhagavatam and doesn't seem to be according to Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu also. So this is a different explanation. This is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Kanishta Madhyama and Uttamadhikari, the way he is defining them. So, of the devotees with topmost qualification, the Thakur says, the Uttamadhikari is the sadhaka with whom Ruchi has developed. So, that is how Bhaktivinoda Thakur is explaining. After describing the general principles of worship, this chapter discusses the first of the three types of bhajan, the one suitable for Kanishta Adhikaris. Matlab, Nishta ke pehle jo hai, unke liye. Don't get stuck with the word Kanishta Adhikaris. You think in terms of those who have not yet reached Nishta, unke liye. What is Anishtita Bhajana Kriya ka star pe jo hai, unke liye what kind of worship is suitable, that's what we are discussing. Don't get stuck up with the terminology because these are very... It's used in many, many different ways. As well as the dangers neophyte face when they attempt a level of bhajan beyond their qualification. The ability of devotees to engage in worship of the name, Naam Bhajan, depends on how purely they chant. How eligible they are to hear. And how adept they are at remembering Krishna. Chanting, hearing, remembering. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam. At the level of simple faith, devotees generally chant with offense and incidentally hear pastimes in the course of their reading. Chanting is with offense, hearing is incidental hearing. Such devotees have little ability, if any, to focus the mind because of so many material vasanas, mind gets distracted. Their worship, though hardly systematic, does gain strength, however, in proportion to how well they can adhere to the regulative principles of Krishna consciousness. So, how they can become steady? By how strictly they are following the instructions and the regulative principles. Up to the stage of Nishta, they are more absorbed in the activities of bhajan than they are in the goal of bhajan, Shri Krishna. Till one reaches Nishta, generally the absorption is in the activities of bhajan rather than the goal of bhajan Krishna. As these neophytes become purified, they acquire knowledge, deepen their faith and finally succeed in steadying the restless mind. In this way, they advance to the intermediate platform, which means Nishta, and become fit for systematic worship of the holy names and purposeful hearing of Krishna's pastimes. Steady devotees chant the holy name without offense, which means Shuddha Naam is achieved at the stage of Nishta only. So, another point of view is, the corollary to this is, the sooner, the more determined, with more determination we try to, the more is the determination with which we try to avoid the 10 offenses, the more quickly we can transcend the stage of Anishtita Bhajana Kriya and come to the stage of Nishta. So from Anishtita Bhajana Kriya to Nishta involves of course everything is mercy, but it involves a good amount of Cheshta also. And that Cheshta is how consciously we are trying to avoid the 10 offenses. So when we are consciously trying to do it, it is Namabhas chanting, which is still within the realm of Namabhas, is still within the realm of Anishtita Bhajana Kriya only. Shuddha Nam is at the stage of Nishta. So when we are able to effortlessly chant without performing offenses, without committing the 10 offenses, then we are already at the stage of Nishta. Steady devotees chant the holy names without offense. Their relative freedom from material ties makes them fit to purposefully hear Krishna's pastimes. So purposeful hearing they can do, which means at the stage of Nishta, they can specifically go to particular pastimes and they can hear. You remember the four kinds of hearing?
Incidental,
purposeful,
regular, systematic,
practice, and systematic. So, incidental is when you are Vidyapit. And purposeful is zoom in, zoom out, zoom in, zoom out. And practiced it is Raganuga, and systematic is Bhava and Prema. Ashtakaliya Lila Smaran is systematic. Yeah. They are now fit for spontaneous devotional service. Which means they are now fit for Raganuga sadhana. I mean, it's like telling that, oh, you Prabhu, you have sufficient marks for getting into mechanical engineering department in IIT Powai. Would you like to choose? No, I would like to take civil engineering only. That's up to it. But then he has the marks that is ready to qualify him for mechanical engineering or electrical engineering, whatever it may be. So when someone is at the stage of Nishta, then at least from the Anartha point of view, he has a no objection certificate that if he wants to practice Raganuga sadhana, he can. But then freedom from Anarthas is just one of the parameters that qualify one for practicing Raganuga sadhana. He also should have Lobha, greed to follow in the footsteps of Rajavasis. So if that is not there, if there is no objection certificate from that quarter, then that person cannot, or rather will not, he will not attempt Raganuga sadhana.
That Lobha is one has to cultivate, or it's best of?
It has to be cultivated, but that cultivation need not necessarily include directly hearing Vrajalila. What it includes is hearing in parampara. So at our stage, cultivating that Lobha includes basically what it includes is remaining chaste to our parampara writings. That is what it means. At the stage of Anishtita Bhajana Kriya, how can we cultivate Lobha? Stay chaste. Because if you stay chaste, then the Acharya's writings are written in such a way that it will naturally lead to Lobha. It is like, I want to, I am in my 5th standard and I want to do aerospace engineering in IIT Powai. What should I do?
Pass the standard.
Matlab, you go to school regularly and study nicely. अरे नहीं मैं वीकली संडे संडे आईआईटी पोवई में जाके वो एयरोस्पेस डिपार्टमेंट में 2 घंटा बैठ के आऊंगा तो चलेगा क्या? चलेगा, वैसा कुछ प्रॉब्लम नहीं है, पर उसके वजह से कुछ नहीं होने वाला है आपको. तो आपका 5वीं का ठीक से पढ़ना पड़ेगा, फिर 6th स्टैंडर्ड 7th स्टैंडर्ड ऐसा पढ़ता रहना पड़ेगा. सो एट आवर लेवल हाउ डू वी कल्टिवेट दैट? By staying chaste to our parampara. writings. So if we do that, and within our level here according to our qualification, naturally the process will graduate us to Nishta, at which stage when we are graduating to Nishta, simultaneously that Lobha will also blossom. We can't prematurely do anything. At this stage we have to stick to incidental hearing should be in line with our parampara. That is the sure shot way of graduating. So when we gradually come to Nishta, then we will become qualified for purposeful hearing, which means at the stage of Nishta we would have developed Lobha also. But if we reach Nishta and Lobha is not manifesting, or Lobha is nowhere in sight, it means that Nishta has been reached by through influence of other parampara readings and hearings. Not that one cannot reach Nishta through. But if we are strict and chaste to our parampara writings, then along with Nishta will come Lobha also. Or at least little later. At the stage of Ruchi, Lobha will come. But it will come. Because that's how the whole course has been designed. So their relative freedom from material ties makes them fit to purposefully hear Krishna's pastimes and to fix the mind on the object of their meditation. Nishtha ka star pe purposeful reading allowed hai. They are now fit for matlab purposeful reading of Krishna's pastimes. Abhi main first canto pad raha hu, usme Prabhupada quotes from Bhagavad Gita. So I zoom into that chapter of Bhagavad Gita and I read Bhagavad Gita. That is purposeful hearing only. But is that purposeful hearing? Do I have to wait till I reach Nishta to do that purposeful hearing? Not necessarily. But purposeful hearing of Krishna's pastimes, uske liye aapko Krishna's Vrajalila are the intimate pastimes. That for that you have to be in Vrajalila. At the stage of Nishta at least. They are now fit for spontaneous devotional service. Fit for it. No, they should want it also. Although their bhajan is still dominated by reason rather than spiritual emotion. In time, however, as the ways of Vraja become more relishable to them, reason gives way to inspiration. Okay. So then, slowly, Nishta ke baad, their vidhi inspiration is slowly but steadily replaced by Lobha. In contrast, steady devotees not drawn to Vraja Bhakti, matlab Nishtha ka star pe hai par Raganuga mein inclination nahi hai. To matlab IIT में एंटर करने के लिए आपको मार्क्स है पर फिर भी इच्छा नहीं है. लाइक आई हैड वन ऑफ माय मदर्स कजिन ब्रदर, ही वाज अ ब्रिलियंट स्टूडेंट. सो ही गॉट एडमिशन इन ऑल द IITs, बट ही चोज IIT चेन्नई बिकॉज हिज मदर स्टेड देयर. दिस व्हाट आई एम टॉकिंग अबाउट इज 50-60 इयर्स बैक. Because his mother was staying in Chennai. So he took admission. But after taking admission, he realized that he can't be a day scholar. He has to be a hosteler. He had no issue with it, but just that he was missing his mother's cooking. So he tried his best to get exemption, that please allow me to be a day scholar. You know, I'll be on time, but just that he wanted to eat his mother's cooked food. So it didn't happen. So he discontinued from IIT. He wrote some bank exams and he joined bank. And bank manager was a bank management exams ke liye padhai kiya. Wo likha to wo joined kar liya. Wo IIT ko hi chhod diya. Matlab even engineering stream only he left actually. So even though now he has the qualification, but inclination nahi. So someone may be at the stage of nishta, but he is not drawn towards Vraja Bhakti. That is also possible. Whose hearts are governed by regulative devotional service, reverentially concentrate on the sound of Krishna's names. Eventually, both Vaidhi and Raga Bhakti liberate systematic worshippers who then gain entrance into the spiritual kingdom of spontaneous love. You can reach the stage of Bhava and Prema by practicing Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti also. And you can reach the stage of Bhava and Prema by practicing Raganuga Sadhana Bhakti also. Srila Prabhupada describes the transformation of regulative practice to spontaneous devotion. Vaidhi se Raganuga kese hota hai? The bhakti process as performed under the regulative principles of Vaidhi Bhakti or devotional service following the prescribed rules and regulations is defined by the revealed scriptures and confirmed by the great acharyas. This practice can help the neophyte devotees to rise to the stage of Raga Bhakti, in which the Lord responds from within as the Chaitya Guru or the spiritual master as super consciousness. So this is from the purport of 3.5.4 Srimad Bhagavatam. At the stage of Bhava, the bhajan is purely spiritual. Because at the stage of Bhava, one has developed spiritual emotions. Shuddha Sattva Visheshatma Prema Suryamsu Samya Bhak. And the things devotees perceive while chanting, hearing and remembering are transcendental revelations. Bhavakas Dharme, whatever he is perceiving is a transcendental revelation. Amarastar pe bol nahi sakte. Their chanting of the holy names is imbued with rasa. And they spontaneously hear and remember Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes. Spontaneous. For such fortunate souls, meditation on the exchanges between Krishna and his eternal companions is done through their own revealed spiritual forms. At the stage of Bhava, their own Siddha Swarup is also revealed. So when they meditate, it is in line with their personal service to Radha and Krishna. This meditative trance realized through the medium of Lord's names is reality. The realm inhabited by the material body becomes an increasingly burdensome show of reality. So at the stage of Bhava, any duty with respect to this material body becomes truly burdensome because he avyartha kalattam, he can't afford to spend even one time, 1 minute away from his eternal service to Radha and Krishna. So material responsibilities become truly burdensome at that stage. At the dawn of creation, Krishna taught this full realization to Lord Brahma. Ritiyartam yat pratiyeta na pratiyeta chatmani tat vidyad atmano mayam yata baso yata tamaha. This is
second verse.
O Brahma, whatever appears to be of any value, if it is without relation to me, has no reality. No, it has my illusory energy, that reflection which appears to be in darkness. Then again he quotes from Bhagavatam 7th canto 5th chapter. Systematic worship done at the stage of Bhava and Prema fully incorporates all 9 limbs of pure devotional service. Before, at the stage of Nishta, the 8th and 9th limbs, that is Sakyam and Atmanivedanam, are immature. Yeah, this is mentioned in Bhaktisamrita Sindhu also. Sakyam and Atmanivedanam to Bhava or Prema ka stape bhi kar sakte hain. Aur generally Raganuga sadhana mein hi kar sakte hain. Vaidhi sadhana mein Sakyam and Atmanivedanam at the stage of sadhana bhakti is not possible. Bhaktisamrita Jiva Goswami clarifies. But still, a very simple form of it can be performed even during Vaidhi Sadhana, but it is extremely rare, they say. Moreover, at the stage of unsteadiness, matlab nishtha ke pehle, anishtita bhajana kriya kastar pe, these 2 limbs remain inaccessible to sadhakas. who cultivate the other seven. So at ये स्तर पे इवन दो नवदा भक्ति हम प्रैक्टिस कर सकते हैं क्या? ऑल नाइन वी कैन नॉट प्रैक्टिस, सक्यम आत्मनिवेदनम छोड़ के बाकी सेवन कर सकते हैं, श्रवणम कर सकते हैं, कीर्तनम, स्मरणम, पाद सेवनम, अर्चनम, वंदनम, दास्यम. दास्यम ऑल्सो इज क्वाइट एलिवेटेड, एक्चुअली वी कैन, बट इट्स ऑल्सो क्वाइट एलिवेटेड. सक्यम आत्मनिवेदनम तो हो ही नहीं सकता है. Dasyam means to consider oneself as a servant. Dasyam also it is possible, but Sakyam Atmanivedanam.
But Dasyam in Thaiva is not possible, right?
That is, yeah, of course. Hmm. Even this Sakyam mentioned here is not Sakyam at the level of Thaiva. That is possible only at the stage of Bhava and Prema. But even Dasyam Sakyam Atmanivedanam. Not that. Even Dasyam means considering oneself as a personal servant. That is possible if in Raganuga Sadhana Bhakti. Because Raganuga Sadhana Bhakti may, one need not wait till he reaches the stage of Bhava to even know his Swarupa. One can know his Swarupa even before one reaches Bhava if one is practicing Raganuga Sadhana. But Vaidhi Sadhana may, the knowledge and realization is more or less together. Even though Raganuga Sadhana may be at the stage of Bhava only, one realizes one's Swarupa, but one may know his Swarupa before. But Vaidhi may, knowledge realization both happens only at the stage of Bhava only. So therefore, Vaidhi Sadhana may, Vaidhi Sadhana ka level pe Dasyam Sakyam Atmanivedanam to possibly nahi hai. But Raganuga Sadhana may, these three are possible even during sadhana bhakti. But Raganuga ka prerequisite itself is nishta. Matlab nishta ke pehle to ho hi nahi sakta. Anishtita bhajana kriya mein the last three limbs, dasyam sakyam atmanivedanam, is not possible at all. So six limbs only out of nine is possible at Vaidhi sadhana, anishtita bhajana kriya ka level pe.
So what is dasya?
Yeah. Thinking oneself as a personal servant of Krishna.
I thought whatever we are doing services, that is, I thought that is dasyam.
That is not exactly dasyam. Even though it has a mood of servitude, but dasyam is little more specific than that. Moreover, at the stage of unsteadiness, these two limbs, which two limbs? One new. Remain inaccessible to sadhakas who cultivate the other seven, and even then without the ability to clearly harmonize them with the chanting process. They cannot clearly harmonize these other seven limbs with the chanting process. According to their level of spiritual attainment, devotees worship the holy name in three stages: unsteady, steady, and perfectly realized. Unsteady, steady, perfectly realized. इसका संस्कृत टर्मिनोलॉजी भी दिया तो अच्छा रहेगा. At each of these stages, devotees cultivate the limbs of devotion to attain steadiness, which is nishta, bhava, and Krishna's eternal shelter. So, respectively, मतलब unsteady devotional service में the goal is steadiness. Nishta ka star pe the desire is prema, bhava, and bhava ka star pe, bhava or prema ka star pe, it is to attain Krishna's eternal shelter, to enter into the past times.
So, next stage ka uska next stage goal
hai.
That's what I define.
At each stage, they adhere to the six principles enunciated by Srila Rupa Goswami. Utsahan nischayat dairyat tat tat karma pravartanat sangatyagat sato vritte shaddir bhaktir prasidyati. So, this is Deity worship is an example of how devotees cultivate a limb of devotion to awaken attachment to hearing. It is a mistake, however, to think that ordinary deity worship is the same as mature Nama Bhajan. On the one hand, reverential deity worship performed by devotees absorbed in their material body classifies as unsteady worship, Anishtita Bhajan. On the other hand, materially tainted deity worship in which devotees increasingly hanker for transcendental service classifies as steady worship, Nishtita Bhajan. So, Anishtita Bhajana Kriya ka starpe, even though we may worship the deities of Radha and Krishna, but we worship in the mood of Lakshmi and Narayana. Okay. So, why? Because the bodily identification is very strong. So therefore, we should not prematurely jump to think that, you know, Shama Gori Ange Dibo, Chandane Raganda, Chamaradu Labo Kabehari. We cannot imagine that. Better, you know, I am just serving them as servants. In the mood of awe and reverence is very safe. But when one reaches the stage of Nishta, where the Anarthas are fairly gone, then still material bodily identification is there, but still it is meager. It's a very weak identification with the body. So that bhajan, and at that stage one may have developed an attraction for transcendental service. So that practice at the stage of Nishta, even deity worship at the stage of Nishta, can be classified as steady worship or Nishtita Bhajan. And worship rendered by devotees who have realized their spiritual form, that is bhava, worship in which the deity is the object of eternal service, is the substance of mature Nama Bhajan. So, something similar but not exactly same is described in Jaiva Dharma by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, where he says, Bhagavatam's Kanishta Adhikari's approach to the deities is Jadamaya. They have a Jadamaya vision of the deities. Whereas he says Madhyam Adhikari of Bhagavatam, his approach to the deities is Manomaya. And a person who is an Uttam Adhikari of Bhagavatam, his approach to the deities is Chinmaya. So Jadamaya means he does not believe that the deity is completely spiritual. Manomaya means there is acceptance of the spiritual nature of the deities. Madhyam Adhikari will go offer his prayers, serve the deities and all that. But then he will not see the deity as being completely non-different from Krishna. That is only a theoretical understanding. Practically, while dealing with the deities, he may not deal as if he is dealing with a personality. Kabhi kabhi dressing ka time, 2 minute mein offering nikal denge. Okay. And we may not think about what we are talking in front of the deities. You know, how we behave in front of the deities. If only we had 100% conviction and realization that the deity is non-different from the Supreme Lord, we would not be behaving like that. But at the same time, are we considering the deities to be material? No. Sure. Definitely, otherwise why would we go in front of the deities and offer prayers, offer obeisances? So, it's neither a Jadamaya vision nor a Chinmaya vision which the pure devotees have. It's called a Manomaya vision. In a similar way, is Jaiva Dharma. So, Nitya Dharma and deity worship. Oh, chapter mein hai.
Discussion with Muslims.
Muslims, why do you worship the deities?
Bit past. He says bit past, the Muslims will say. Bit past. Bit past.
Nonsense. On the other hand, materially tainted deity worship, in which devotees increasingly hanker for transcendental service, classifies as steady worship. And worship rendered by devotees who have realized their spiritual form, since bhava and prema. Worship in which the deity is the object of eternal service is the substance of mature nama bhajan. So he is taking deity worship as an example to show how nama bhajan can be done at the stage of anishtita bhajana kriya, nishta and bhava. It is also a mistake to think that systematic worship of the Lord's name is practiced only in solitude. This is simply not the case. Congregational chanting, chanting in public and many preaching activities are within the scope of nama bhajan. In fact, Lord Chaitanya requested his followers to combine personal devotional acts with those that bless conditioned souls. In his Gitavali, Thakur Bhaktivinod expresses the essence of this teaching. Jive Doya Krishna Naam Sarva Dharma Sar. Showing mercy to all souls and chanting Hare Krishna is the essence of all religious practice.
Nadia Godram.
Nadia Godram means Nityananda Maharaj. Okay. So, that's what he is telling, that one should not think that Naam Bhajan means solitude. It's not Nirjan Bhajan. Naam Bhajan includes
personal sadhana and also,
reaching out to others. Okay. So, in this context, we'll just read this one. Pure devotees are of two types, those who concentrate exclusively on their own spiritual advancement, bhajanandi, and those who, in addition to perfecting their own bhajan, make continual efforts to elevate others, goshtiyanandi. Both Srila Prabhupada and Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur criticize the selfish attitude of immature bhajanandi. They don't criticize bhajanandis, immature bhajanandis, who have not received the Lord's blessings for solitary worship. Lord ne aake aapko bola kya? Ki कोने में बैठ के कली जपा करते रहो बोल के.
But is sometimes this statement serpent that there are some genuine bhajan on this. So some devotee says because they are doing bhajan there, things are happening here.
That is possible.
So वो correlation क्या exactly?
That's what he is telling ना. Immature bhajan on this.
नहीं mature bhajan on this कोई है. Is chanting. Just like मतलब कि when you chant 64 rounds, it helps to think to make the more things.
Yeah, because the person becomes spiritually more potent, na? And with that purity comes force.
And even if you're praying to Krishna or something.
Abhi, ek bachcha dhakka maar raha hai wo ek goni ko hilane ke liye. But pitaji aake aisa keech ke aise rakh dete hain. So when that strength is there, with little push so many things happen. When that strength is not there, you may really struggle hard to do things, but it may not necessarily happen. Both Srila Prabhupada and Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur criticize the selfish attitude of immature bhajanandis who have not received the Lord's blessings for solitary worship. These persons neglect Lord Chaitanya's order to distribute Krishna's names throughout the world. In the opinion of both acharyas, such devotees are not strict followers of the Chaitanya Sampradaya. And their premature attempt to secluded worship is a form of cheating. This verdict is a strong warning to neophytes who might wish to imitate the practices of exalted and authorized bhajanandis like Haridas Thakur. Okay, so we will pause here and continue this discussion tomorrow. So we are discussing about it tomorrow. What is the plan? Are we जो हो रहा है वो तो उधर ही होगा ना. टुमारो भागवतम क्लास इज हियर मॉर्निंग, प्लीज अटेंड बिकॉज इज अ वेरी वेरी सीनियर डिवोटी. सो राधा दामोदर टेम्पल में है. इमीडिएटली आफ्टर गुरु पूजा वी विल कम बाय हरिनाम संकीर्तन, विल डू हरिनाम संकीर्तन, कम टू राधा दामोदर. राधा दामोदर में क्लास होगा. सो प्लीज ट्राई टू कम ऑन टाइम. He is a very senior devotee, the temple president of Kurukshetra temple. So, वो सब पता नहीं है, जो गोपाल कृष्ण गोस्वामी महाराज का मोस्टली. तो एंड वेणुधारी प्रभु वाज टेलिंग दैट 94-95 में ही हैज लिसन टू प्रभुजीस रिकॉर्डिंग्स. तो मतलब एट दैट टाइम ओनली वी आर टॉकिंग अबाउट टू डेकेड्स बैक. सो मस्ट बी वेरी सीनियर डिवोटी. सो साक्षी गोपाल प्रभु बोल के मुझे भी नाम साउंड्स वेरी फेमिलियर. सो प्लीज ट्राई टू कम ऑन टाइम टुमारो एंड डे आफ्टर. टू डेज ही इज गिविंग कथा भागवतम प्लस टाइम. सो प्लीज ट्राई टू कम ऑन टाइम. 7:30 ना,
7:30 को गुरु पूजा प्रभुपाद करेंगे.